When I pull into the parking lot at the base of Taihak, it's so packed there's barely enough room for me to squeeze my car in. Next to me, Tom Dimpfel is putting his skis and skins into the back of his Toyota Tacoma. I ask him what inspires him to walk uphill instead of getting in lots of runs by riding the lifts.
Oh, I like to do that a lot. But once in a while, I need to go uphill. I know at least once a week.
Dimpfel is the first of 8 hikers I'll see today. He hops into his truck and I get ready for the walk uphill. First, I attach climbing skins to my skis. They have synthetic fur on one side and sticky glue on the other. The glue attaches to the bottom of the ski and the fur provides traction so your skis don't slip as you trudge uphill. I dig in my poles and the hike begins. I fall into line behind another uphiller in green ski pants. We're following small, bright orange signs. The Aspen Skiing Company plants them on different routes on all 4 mountains, showing the designated uphill route. A ways up Taihak, I see Alex Garcia. He's tackling a steep section, and instead of skis and skins, he's walking in snowboard boots with a snowboard strapped to his back.
Been at sea level drinking beer and eating junk food for a week.
Garcia lives in Aspen, but was visiting friends and family outside Colorado last week. And this is a new experience for him.
My first time. Couldn't afford ski lift tickets, so.
And you've got your board. That's heavy, man.
Yeah, luckily I got some lightweight boots, so that's helping.
Garcia's biggest lesson today is that his clothes are too warm. Spending all that energy going uphill, he's way too hot. But his enthusiasm for trying something new, even though it's really hard, is part of the reason Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron is hoping to expand the business side of uphilling in the Upper Valley.
It's really to make Aspen the epicenter of this exploding niche of the ski industry, and that means attracting the businesses to Aspen in some capacity.
So getting outdoor gear companies like Dynafit, Scarpa, or others to relocate some of their North American offices here.
And generating the jobs that follow, and then generating the income and revenue that comes from those jobs. It's like a classic economic development program without the development.
Skadron envisions designers sketching out the latest boots and skis in a storefront window downtown. He's heard from a few companies they're considering moving employees to Aspen, which in some cases means downright stealing people away from working in Boulder.
Boulder has advantages. They're close to DIA, of course. Cost per square foot is much less. They have warehousing capabilities we don't have.
Skadron's pitching that companies could spread out those facilities along the Roaring Fork Valley, benefiting several communities. That's the long-term goal. For now, the city of Aspen has a worker to help organize the first steps, which include a festival in mid-March around the annual America's Uphill on Aspen Mountain. The city is putting $20,000 towards the effort. Back at Taihak, I arrive at the top. I take the skins off my skis, tighten my boots, and start making turns downhill. On the way, there's a steady stream of hikers following my path. One of them is Amy Olson.
I used to live here. I moved away 2 years ago. And when I was here full-time, I probably walked up 5 days a week during the winter. But now I live in New York City, and so I'm just here for the holidays. So I'm trying to get it in pretty much every day that I'm here.
I ask Olson what the appeal of uphilling is for her.
I do it just because I love getting outside and getting good exercise. I think it's kind of fun to have to work for skiing back down.
Time will tell whether it's popular enough to bring major manufacturers here or other kinds of economic development tied to walking uphill. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.